This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Society will judge you. So if you buy a new car, then people automatically will begin to say, perhaps he is a dealer. Where did he get the money from? They will judge you with whatever you have of goodness in your life. The minute something good happens to a person, they say, look, this is how this happened to him, and that is how that happened to him, and perhaps he achieved this in that fashion. So they will judge you. But the question, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is that are we supposed to be judging others? Even when we see them sin, we should give them an excuse. We should try to ensure that we don't think bad of them. Yes, it is important for us when we see our brothers and sisters in Islam sinning to go to them and give them a piece of advice. Tell them that perhaps if you were not to do this, then inshallah, you will actually earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today people judge. As soon as they see, they judge. They see a man with a foreign woman, immediately, hey, perhaps he's doing something. Perhaps there's something going on. Yet Islam teaches us to have good thought of that person. Perhaps he was doing a business transaction with her. That is what we are meant to do as Muslims. But we do the complete opposite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid of his masjid in Medina. And he was doing what is known as i'tikaf, seclusion, for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Safiya comes to visit him. So she spends some time with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and speaks to him. And then he is leaving the masjid. She leaves the masjid. So as she is leaving, he says, let me accompany you. Let me come with you. So he begins to walk. And as they get to the house of Salama radiallahu anha, which was close to the door of the masjid, or at the door of the masjid, there were two men that were passing. And when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they hastened. They quickened their steps. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Ala rislikuma," take a moment, take it easy. "Innaha Safiya," indeed this is Safiya. Meaning, don't doubt me. Don't think that it is anybody else. So they said, "Subhanallah, Ya Rasulallah. Glory be to Allah, O Messenger of Allah. Do you think that we would doubt you in any way?" Literally, this phrase is, that is what is they meant by it. Do you think we would doubt you, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, "Inna shaytana yajri fi Bani Adam, majra dam." Indeed, Shaytan runs in the son of Adam, the running of blood. So I wanted to clarify. I wanted to make it clear. I didn't want him to place a thought in your heart and minds, lest you begin to start a rumor, lest you say something wrong. So I made it clear. And this is the position of Islam. When something is dubious, doubtful, clarify. If you are on the side where people are doubting you, make it clear. That listen, it is my wife, it is so and so. Perhaps you are married and not everybody knows about it. Make it clear that look, that was a woman that I did nikah with. So make it very clear and clarify. And for us as believers, if we don't have an opportunity to approach the brother and clarify, we think the best of the situation. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us. We see the brand new 2023 Land Cruiser. What do we say? Allah grant him barakah in his business. Perhaps his business is doing well. May Allah increase him. That is the type of thought that we should have. Not that perhaps he is a dealer. He's doing something. You know, there's something going on behind the scenes. No, you don't know better. You don't know better, and it is none of your business. Min husni islami al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nih. From the perfection of the believer's faith is to leave that which does not concern him. It does not concern you. Don't get involved. Don't comment. Don't say anything. You see, Maryam alayha salam, she was with Zakaria. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us,
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا.
And mention in the book the story of Mary. When she took to the eastern part of Jerusalem, she took to the eastern part and she did this to seclude herself and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا.
So a man was there before her. A man was in her little secluded spot. All of a sudden, she saw a man. What's going on? So she says,
إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا.
Indeed, I seek the refuge of the Most Merciful. If you are righteous, if you are pious, if you are God-fearing, I seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you. And this was Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam coming to give her glad tidings of a son, coming to tell her that you will have a son. So she says,
أنا يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغيا.
How am I going to have a son when a man has not touched me and I was not a prostitute? I did not do anything wrong. I was not an evil woman. So how am I going to give birth to a son?
قال كذلك.
Jibreel says, in this manner, this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided it will happen, so it will come to pass. When the time came for her to give birth, she went further away from the city. And she actually made a dua, or she made a wish.
Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya.
That I wish I had died before this. I wish I had died before this and I was completely forgotten. Why? Because it affected her so much that here I am giving birth to a son, yet I have done nothing wrong. People are going to blame me tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for her. She gave birth to the son. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us what happens when she comes back to her people and she is holding a child.
فَآتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ.
So she came to her people carrying a child and they said to her, you have done something wrong. And she said, and she kept quiet. She kept quiet. They said, oh sister of Harun, oh sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man and your mother was not an evil woman. So what are you doing coming carrying this child to us? You are not married. Where did you come with this child from? So exactly as she perceived happened. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal opened up a way. He granted her the understanding, so she pointed at the child. And they says, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How are we going to talk to the one who is in a cradle and is just a child? And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says,
قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ.
He says that I am the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Isa ibn Maryam. This is Isa, the son of Mary. He's speaking from the cradle. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal made him speak as a direct result of this birth. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal made him clarify the name of his mother. And the point that I'd like to get to here today is people will judge you even if you have been a saint your entire life. You have performed salah in the masjid, you have given your zakah, you have fasted in the month of Ramadan, you are known to be a good Muslim. The day you slip up, even if you make the slightest of mistakes, they will judge you and they will remember you for that forever. And they will not forgive you. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is the most forgiving, most merciful. Here, Mary, the daughter of Imran, she had done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. But she comes carrying the child and they judged her immediately. They didn't wait to say that, you know, are you, what did you do? What happened? They immediately said, your father, your brother was, your father was not a bad man and your mother was not an evil woman. So they judged her immediately in their minds. Now, the stance of Islam is completely the opposite. When we see something that we are a bit surprised by, we clarify. We make it clear. And if we can't, we assume the best. First and foremost, we assume the best. And we think the best. And then if we really need to, we clarify. Now, from the perspective of the person who is involved, if he is in such a position where people may suspect him, then he needs to make it clear. And that is important because when rumor spreads in community, then what we have is a situation where there is a lot of divide, a lot of discord, because people begin to talk about each other and then they say, you see, he is talking about me. This is what he said. The story came back to me. She is talking about me. This is what she said. And as a result, there is discord that is sowed in the community. So this is something that is discouraged. This is something that we shouldn't be doing. We should think the best of our brothers and sisters. Don't judge others. Even if you see them sinning, ad-deenun nasiha. Deen is to be sincere, to go and give them advice, to tell them that, look, brother, look, sister, I love Jannah for you. I want us to both go into Jannah together, inshallah. So as a result, I've come to you to tell you that, look, this thing that you are doing, perhaps you shouldn't be doing it. That is the correct way. That is the right way, not what we do today. We judge first, speak second, and then later when we hear that what we knew or what we thought was wrong, then we go around making reparations if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us that opportunity. A lot of times people hear the story, they spread it, and then later on they don't even clarify when they have heard the clarification. So the story is always spread a lot more than the clarification. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to think good of our brothers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand that not everything that we see as something is what we think it is. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi.